Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu, activating the Faulkner Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held weekly on Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.156 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The FARA VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Faulkner Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 hertz sub-audible PL tone for access. If members and other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to Farinet at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and questions and answers regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, and operating procedures, and other information, similar information, related to the radio arts. My name is Chuck in Opal, Virginia. I'm standing in for Garth, who I believe he told me his house is being invaded by dinosaurs tonight. In any case, I'll do a few announcements, and then I'll ask for some ideas for a topic for tonight. I have one topic, but hopefully you all will have a better one. So right on to announcements. First announcement is club dues. Thank you, everyone, who has paid your club dues. We appreciate it. If you haven't paid, Kevin sure would like to hear from you, so be sure to get hold of him and keep your dues up. The second announcement, the club breakfast this Saturday, the 31st of December at 8 a.m. It's located at the Bistro, which is at Faulkner Hospital. Just a reminder, to get in, you need to have a mask because the door to the outside door to the bistro is closed, and you have to enter through the main hospital lobby and then go down. Once you're in the bistro, you don't have to wear your mask. The next announcement is the January club meeting, which will be held on the 12th of January at 7:15 at the PATH Foundation. And the last announcement I have is just that the next VE test session is the 21st of January at 9:30 a.m., and that's located at the Porter Branch Library in Stafford, Virginia. You can see information on the web page, and you can contact K4TR, Katie, for more information. And that concludes the announcements. So I'm thinking, since this is the last network of the year, our topic could be just a retrospective of what all's happened this year and what your successes were, and if you want to admit to them, what your failures were. But right now, I'll take call-ins for suggestions for other topics for tonight. Over.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4 GVH Robert. We'll wait. Sorry about jumping in so quick.
Kilo 3 Alpha Tango Romeo K3 ATR.
The meeting tonight.
I didn't ask for check-ins yet. I'm just letting you know. I do have a suggestion. You might want to see if anybody has any New Year's resolutions related to amateur radio.
Oh, very good. That could be a good one, too. We could probably do both, but I actually thought New Year's resolutions might be a good one for our next meeting Sunday. But we can do that tonight. That works out. Anybody else with suggestions?
This is K3ATR. I have a quick question. It's actually more of a technical question for the moment tonight. Thanks. This is Mark from K3ATR.
K4GVH. So make them nice and slow and clear. I'm trying to write these down, and my wife is helping me try and copy these down. So go ahead.
This is K1HTV, and you also have K3ATR, who's doubled with you a couple times trying to get a suggestion through. This is K1HTV.
Okay, stand by. K3ATR, go ahead with your suggestion.
Thank you. Yeah, I have a question for the group. I'm trying to get an antenna set up on my house, and I had been thinking about mounting it to a J-pole 2-meter, thinking about mounting it to a vent pipe, but I had heard the suggestion that that was a bad idea because if the wind shakes, whatever, it can knock it loose and create a leak in the roof. So I'm just wondering if anyone had experience with that or thoughts on the best approach. Thanks, K3ATR.
All right. We'll let our other people consider that. Let's go ahead with any other call-ins.
This is Kilo Oscar 4 Foxtrot Quebec Whiskey.
I copy KO4 Foxtrot Quebec Whiskey. Anyone else?
This is November 1 Bravo Echo Delta Mobile.
Not sure. I got November 1 Bravo Echo Delta Mobile.
W4RKU, Chuck, are you taking check-ins or are you still asking for questions?
I'm actually taking check-ins, but if you have a question, go ahead and pitch it to me now.
No, I've got a lot of fuzz in my signal, so just check me in. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, any other check-ins?
Whiskey 4, November, Uniform Alpha, Franklin Fairfax is a visitor.
Kilo 3, Foxtrot Romeo.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Yankee X-Ray.
Kilo November 4, Sierra, Papa, Lima. No comment tonight.
Okay, hold on. I'm having trouble with my pencil here. Let me go back. I got, it sounded like K4, was it KO4? Let's start again. The last one I actually got was W4NAU. So all after that, we have to try this again. Go ahead.
That is Whiskey 4 November, Uniform Alpha.
Okay, I got Whiskey 4 Uniform November Alpha. Thank you for the corrections. The others I didn't get, so whoever's next.
Kilo 3, Foxtrot, Romeo.
Okay, I got K3FR. Next.
Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor, no comment.
Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November, hitting Chuck, no comment.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray.
Kilo November 4, Sierra Papa Lima, no comment tonight, Chuck.
Here is Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
All right, let me pause for a second and see if I can get some of these in. Let's see. What I've got right now is I got K3ATR, K1HTV, KO4FQW, N1BED Mobile, WF. My handwriting's that bad. I'll have to skip over that one. I've got W4UNA. I think that's Frank. I've got K3FR, WB7RAV, no comment. WB8GDN, KO4WYX, KN4STL, no comment, and KM4OZH, Gil, and that's what I've got so far. Any other check-ins or any corrections?
Correction, Chuck. You still have mine wrong. It's Whiskey 4, November, Uniform Alpha. Watch for noisy, ugly amateurs.
Roger, that's Whiskey 4, November, Uniform Alpha. Okay, I've got that. Thanks. I think that's Frank, right?
That's correct.
Any other check-ins? All right, well, let's go ahead. We've got a couple things to talk about, so I'll say my piece first. I don't think I can help with the antenna mounts because I'm so new. As far as New Year's resolutions, my big resolution is to clean out all the junk in my basement to make room for the Radio Shack. And as far as my topic, which was just retrospect since it's the end of the year, I was going to say that for me, this has been a really big year. This was my first year in amateur radio, and I got to experience quite a lot. I think it was a very successful year for Barrow. I got on the air in January with just the HT that I'm working with now. The club did very well in the Virginia 2SO party. We had at least three fox hunts. We had a very successful field day looking at how we placed in the points in the last issue of QST. And, of course, we had the Vint Hill Farm Station 80th anniversary special event. While it was soggy, it did go off quite well. And that was special for me because by then I had gotten my general ticket, so that was important to me. And then finally, I thought we had a very successful un-party, our gathering, our Christmas gathering at the Pass Foundation was very successful. And so I just want to say thank you to all of the outgoing board. You just did such a great job. So with that being said, I'll start going down the list, and I'm going to go first to Robert, K4GVH. Go ahead, Robert. Robert, are you out there? K4GVH?
This is K4, Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. Good evening to you there, Chuck. You're doing a great job as usual on the net. Really sounding great tonight. Just thought I'd check in and let you know some bad news about my dad's sister. She's got a brain cancer, man. Just found out this evening that she's got brain cancer. And they kept her in the hospital there, Chuck.
Well, very sorry to hear that, Robert. We'll have to keep her in our prayers. Did you have any comments about the how the year went with you, or any comments on New Year's resolutions for yourself? Over.
I had a real good Christmas there. I had a real good Christmas. I couldn't complain. Got some money saved up and all that good stuff. And I'm going to try to eat better for the New Year's resolution. I'm going to try not to eat no junk if I can. And try to eat more oatmeal and what I do and put cinnamon on it. And that sort of thing. So I'm going to try to do the best I can for the New Year's resolution. And I'm going to be with my dad on Friday night and Saturday night and Sunday. And I'll be coming back home Monday evening. So looking forward to doing that. But I'm not going to stay up and watch any ball drop. But good to hear you there, Chuck. And hope everything goes well with you on your surgery. And we'll be keeping in our prayer. K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, 73, and back to net control. Doing a great job.
All right, Robert, thank you. Next up will be Rich, K1HTV. Go ahead.
Thanks, Chuck. K4, K4VNZ and the net from K1HTV. Thank you very much for running the net. Your first full-time net control operator stint, and I hope it's the first of many. Again, thanks for doing it. And as far as the vent pipe mount, if you can get two large clamps that are meant for that large a pipe and secure them with each one of them with a bolt on each side, and then a on the other part of the clamp support a couple of U-bolts, which will then support a vertical pipe. You could do that, but it has to be a nice tight. You don't want it to be just taped to the mount to the vent pipe. You need to make a fairly secure mount, and then you could use the vent pipe. As far as last year's accomplishments, completed the tower. All the antennas are now in the tower, all the ones that are going to go up there. And I plan to shunt feed the tower thanks to KX4O's idea. I'm going to try to shunt feed that the new tower, tapping up on the about only 10 feet up. We'll see if that will work on the fixed part of the tower, not the rotating part of the new tower. As far as resolutions for the new year, I'd like to get a new workbench installed in a room that used to be Phyllis's, my wife's sewing room. That room is now vacant, and the sewing, all the sewing stuff, or almost all, but it's going over to Andy's place, to an RA for my granddaughter and daughter-in-law to use the sewing machines and a lot of other threads and fabric. So I'm going to use that room and hopefully build up a good workbench and give me plenty of room rather than what I have now, which is a very tiny area behind the shack. Another thing for the next year, hope to keep better focused on 6 meters. If the solar flux climbs high enough, we may get some F2 skips. So there's hope that we will do that, and you got to keep focusing on 6 meters and hopefully catch that propagation if it occurs. Anything else? Let's see. That's about it. So hopefully everybody will have a good year. I'll see you guys on, as many that can make it, on Saturday at the Bistro for breakfast. 7-3, and we'll see you then. K1HTV, back to net control.
K1HTV, this is KO4VNZ. Very good. I always like hearing your reports on the net. Let's see. Next up on my calculation, I think, is K3ATR. Mark, go ahead.
Chuck, appreciate Rich's comments. That's helpful. Happy to hear anything from anyone else as well. I do have a clamp set up. The antenna is basically like an L bracket with, you know, the two radials coming off it, or not radials, but, you know, the two antenna poles coming up, and then there's a nice solid bracket to clamp to the PVC. So that was my plan. The only worry is whether that weight would cause the pipe to sway enough that it might cut loose, but I'll just have to see how it looks up there. No other comments for me, though. You know, been a good year, looking forward to next, and happy to hear what everyone else has to say. K3ATR, back to the group.
Very good. I'm glad Rich was able to help. Let's see, who's the next one here? I think it's KO4FQW. Go ahead.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Foxtrot Quebec Whiskey, Frank and Marshall. So last week I got my general and finally was able to set up my 7300 with a 23-foot vertical. And all day today and yesterday I spent doing FT8. And I got as far as Uruguay and lots of Brazil connections. And I've been having a lot of fun with that. In terms of what I've accomplished this year was getting that general and saving money for the equipment I needed to get on the air. And my New Year's resolution, as trite as it may sound, is going on diet and drinking less sugar. No sugar water for me. That's about it. Just listening in and hoping everybody has a great year. I'll most likely be joining the club, and hopefully I'll see everybody at the first meeting of 2023. Back to you, Net Control.
Congratulations, Frank, on getting your general. I can relate. I just got mine in September. Let's see, who is next? I think it's N1DED. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, thanks for taking my call. Hopefully everybody's having a great evening today. Mobile here in Woodbridge. Let's see, New Year's resolution. Honestly, this last year, I lost 85 pounds, and I am definitely looking forward to losing another 85 pounds, so I think it's going to be to stick to my diet. Try and stick around enjoy the hobby a little longer with you guys if my heart's not working so hard. You know, I put a vertical antenna on the roof of my house, but mine's actually screwed into the roof and then weatherproofed after that. We had a satellite dish installer put a bracket on the roof for us, and then the antenna's mounted to that, and that's a Diamond X300, so it's about 8.5 feet tall. I wanted to make sure that when the wind was blowing around, it wasn't going to tear anything apart, so that wound up working out for us. If you're not shy about screwing stuff into the roof, definitely would recommend doing it. We've had issues in the past with the larger antennas making them pipes loose and wind up getting small leaks that wound up being more expensive than just having the permanent mast mount put up. Outside of that, I hope everybody had a great holiday, whatever you celebrate this time of year, whether it's a Hanukkah, Christmas, or anything else that's going on. I think we got Kwanzaa. And outside of that, I'm just going to N1DED. Back to that control.
Okay, very good. Now I'm having some trouble reading my own notes. Who is up next? I think it's Kevin. Is it that K4RKU? Is that Kevin over?
Well, it would be Whiskey for Romeo Kilo Uniform. I'm assuming they just got the first letter wrong. So, should I just take it, Chuck?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. KO4, VNZ, this is W4RQU, and that, good evening, Chuck. Thank you for picking up the net tonight for the last session of the year. Just a quick note on the J-Pol question on the vet pipe. It really depends on how big it is. You have physics at work there, so, and J-Poles tend to come in different sizes. So if you're not worried about, if it's not too big, you'd probably be all right. If it's a big one, then, you know, then you gotta think about what happens when we have wings like we had last week. So, but a more permanent solution would be better if possible. Other than that, the thing I hope to accomplish tonight is one of my goals for 2022 was working all 104 of the CWTs that occur at 1900 and 0300 sessions. That's only half of all of them, but they're the only ones that work for me. And I should do that tonight. No special award, just a personal goal. And then and I'm not sure for 2023 yet. But I'm sure I will accomplish one. One or two. I just think of them yet. So that's all I have to add. Thanks for running the net again there, Chuck. KO4VMZ, W4RKU, back to net.
Thank you, Kevin. That sounded great. Let's see who. I think next one now is Frank in Fairfax. Apologies for having such a trouble with your call sign. Anyway, W4NUA, go ahead.
Okay, well, no apology is necessary. I mean, it's not common error that people make. But I got my license back in 1960 in Charlottesville, Virginia. I got what you call the conditional class license. Same thing as a general, only you live 75 miles away from an examination point from the FCC office. But then when I got out of the Navy in 54, I worked for a year, went back to school in communications. I got my commercial ticket in 1956, the 1960 amateur license, and in 66 I moved up to Northern Virginia, so then I went over to
Merlin got my advanced class license from the FCC office over there. And I've been in amateur radio since the 1960s. Helped organize, me and three other guys organized a club in Charlottesville, 1962, the year my son was born. Now he lives over in Herndon and he's a patent attorney, and I just went over for Christmas, spent the day with him, and enjoyed it quite a bit. I enjoy this club. You guys got a beautiful club here and a beautiful repeater, and you're doing a great job with it. I just wanted to make those comments. I love amateur radio, and like I tell people now, it's not just a hobby to me. It's more or less a way of life to me. So back to Net, W4, NUA.
That was really good, Frank, and I hope that someday I'll be able to say I'm an old-timer like you, but I doubt it. Actually, I just feel good right now being able to say I've got 1 year under my belt. Let's see, next is A3FR, Ron in Manassas. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Chuck. K04VNZK3FR. Pleasure to have the net with you tonight, and you're doing a good job. though I would counsel service the mobiles first as soon as they show up. You should actually call for mobiles before you call for fixed stations. Anyway, let's see, for this year, well, in retrospective, I did complete my 6-meter continental U.S., all 48 states, and so now I got to keep my ears open and spend more time listening on 6 meters, and hopefully get the other two, Alaska and Hawaii. That would be very nice. We should be able to do it with them. F-skip, but who knows? I have to go there. Other plans? I want to make a mock for the first time model an antenna, a couple of antennas, and build both a 70-centimeter long Yagi, somewhere around a 12 to 15 foot boom that I can put up in my upstairs and just point in a single direction at the horizon and see what I can hear that way. I've got a window facing the east, well, northeast. And then also a long Yagi for the 23-centimeter band as well, something on the order of the same length boom. Use that construction form that I developed from my fox hunting antenna. And to spend a lot more time on the band and pick up the last couple of countries for DXCC on low band FT8, HF FT8. And last but not least, get all my logs into the logbook of the world. maybe I can get some credit for something. Have a great New Year's, Chuck. And the rest of the club. We'll see you at the breakfast on Saturday. KO4VNZK3FR.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I hope to see you, Ron, at the breakfast. And I guess I'll be looking into getting into Log of the World myself here in the upcoming year. Let's see. Next one here, I think I had, is it Randy? WB7RAV, that was no comment, so let me go on. I think next is WD8RON, if I've got that right, or WD8RDN. Go ahead.
KO4VNZ Manette from Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November, QCN, quiet, charming, and nice. Good evening, Chuck, and thanks for running the net tonight. Much appreciated. Doing a great job. And let's see. Been chasing some DX here today. Trying to catch Fox Tango 8 Whiskey on FT8 10.131. He is not operating Foxhound. Give a listen for that to all you new FT8 operators out there. And congrats to Frank, by the way, on making general. That's fantastic. And let's see, as far as attaching to vent pipes, I used to use radiator clamps or hose clamps for that. That works really well, especially if you got an L bracket. I've even done it with, pipe-to-pipe type supports. Just use two or three of them. Don't over-tighten to squish your vent pipe. That's about it. Back to you, my friend. KO4VNZ in the net from Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November, and Happy New Year.
And thank you so much. I finally got it right in my net logger, Whiskey Delta 8, Queen Charlie November. Okay, let's see. Next is, that doesn't look good. I think it's KO4WYX. Go ahead.
This is KO4WYX. Chuck, thanks for taking the net. Everyone, hope you had a wonderful Christmas or holiday, whatever you choose to celebrate. My little reflection for the past year, since I am still considered a new ham, I'm under a year old, I have really been enjoying the hobby, and I think one of my bigger accomplishments was building my own little ham shack. I took some time this year and actually built out a room in one of my other buildings, so I'm not in the house. And I'm pretty happy with it. As far as ham-related resolutions, I do have lots of things I want to do, but I have two key things I want to do. One, spend more time HF phone. I've mastered digital, I'll say. I've done a lot of it, and I'm comfortable with it, but I want to do some voice. The other one is I want to get my amateur extra ticket. So that's my goal, is to get that in 23. But that's all I got for you guys. I'll see everyone hopefully on Saturday. This is KO4WIX. Back to net.
Very good. Sounds good to me. I'll see you at the breakfast as well. The next was KN4SPL was no comment. So I think I'm down to Gil. I hope I got this right. KM4 Oscar Zulu Hotel. Gil, go ahead.
KO4VNZ, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Chuck, and everybody on the net. And thanks for doing the net tonight. And, well, let's see here. So I'm actually doing something radio-wise here. I'm constructing a new 6-meter Moxon, all-aluminum Moxon antenna for my mobile rig. I broke up my 6-meter dipole in the September VHF contest. And I had to finish the contest with it with a twig from the woods taped to it to support the broken element, which wasn't broken completely off, so it still made electrical contact, but it wouldn't support itself. So anyway, this is a little bit shorter because of the Moxon design, but this will hopefully have a little bit of gain to it, and it's nearly complete. I'm finishing up the Delrin insulators now, and so I hope to do a little bit of testing tomorrow with it, and all in getting ready for the January VHF contest. Next thing on my site. So that's all I got for this evening. Wish everybody a Happy New Year. This is KM4OZH. Back to that.
AB4YK, Alpha Bravo 4, Yankee Kilowatt.
Alpha Bravo 4, Yankee Kilowatt, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening to all. First time I've made the net in quite a while. This is Neil, AB4YK, out in Marshall, near Orleans. I'm looking out to the east here, and I can see on the spot on in your direction. Probably the repeater, because we're close by. And it's good to be in the net, and I hope to make it to the bistro on Saturday morning. Greetings to all those other good folks, and wish everyone well for the next year, 84YK.
Very good, Neil. This is KO4VNZ. I'm at the end of the list. I'll call now for any new check-ins or rechecks. Go ahead.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Foxtrot, Quebec Whiskey. I just had a question on the breakfast. Is that only to club members?
Let's see, was that KO4 Foxtrot Delta Whiskey? I think I got that right. It's open to anyone. We encourage everyone from anywhere. If you're in the area, come on in. Over.
Yeah, it's, okay, thank you for that. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Foxtrot, Quebec Whiskey. Thank you.
Okay, very good. I think we're now at the end of the list. All right, not hearing anybody else out there, I guess I'll go ahead and close this up. I'll say for myself, I'm wishing everybody a very happy new year. And this is KO4VNZ for the Farinet. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. If members and other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to Farinet at w4va.org. Feel free to continue discussions on this repeater after we're done. And let me add, if anyone happened to be shadowing me in NetBlogger, hang around. I may have a couple of questions. With that, I'll say thank you and goodbye, and 73, stand by for tones. This is KO4VNZ. Was anybody out there shadowing me in NetBlogger? Over. Okay, I didn't hear anything. So this is KO4DNZ, clear and monitoring.
Chuck, this is Ron, K3FR. If you got a simple question, I'll see what I can do to answer it.
Well, I don't know if it's simple. It might be how I logged in, but not everyone, and regular club members, not all of them, all the fields populated. So I guess I can just go in and populate them myself and save them. I guess when I tried to download from the club site before I started, it didn't get a good download. And since this is my first time on there, I ended up creating this. So I guess I'll figure it out. And I guess the other question is I have to figure out how to show call signs with no comment. I seem to recall somewhere, if I can find it in the instructions, you hit a, I think it was a F9 or a F5, but I'll look them up. It'll take me a while longer before I close out the net and then send the updates everywhere. So I'll be in there a few minutes. If someone wants to go in and shadow, maybe you'll see obvious errors that I've made or something. Thank you, Ron. KO4VNZ, clear.
WDAQCN.
Go ahead, Steve.
Chuck, I was just looking. I just pulled up NetLogger here. I hadn't had it open because I was actually kind of shadowing my church service here tonight. So I see you've got some corrections you entered here on the call signs as you were going. Once you hit enter on the line, it won't repopulate when you go back and correct it. What you need to do is clear the line with a right click, hit clear line, and then retype the call sign, and that will fix it. You can always go back and do that later. That's not something that has to be done immediately as you're going along. But if you want everything to populate, you got to get the call sign in on a clear line.
Oh, that's good to know. I guess I didn't understand that. Now that you mention it, I think I did read that somewhere, but being my first time, I was bound to make mistakes. So, yeah, these ones like where it didn't populate Rich's information, I'll go back. I'll clear that line and then put his call sign back in. Thanks a lot. Over.
Same with mine, actually. So, yeah, that's probably where those unpopulated lines are popping in from. So fix those, and I think you'll be good. So yeah, clear row is actually the selection there. Right-click, clear row, and retype that call sign, and that will fix it. If the data's out there, it'll grab it either from QRZ or from the club list.
All right. Yeah, I'm doing Rich's right now, so I'll see how this works. Thanks.
Very good, and real good job tonight. Thanks again for picking her up. KO4VNZ, WD8QCN.
And KO4VNZ, K3FR, the other answer is it's the F5. You had it
You had 50% there on it, F5. But what you do is you hit your enter to get the call sign in correctly, and then you use the up arrow to get back into the line, and then hit the F5 key, and it will put a marker in about the third or fourth column, and that will indicate the no comment. Basically, it's a checked out column. That's it. Anyway, good job, Chuck. Glad to have you on board. KO4VNZ, K3FR.
K3FR, KO4VNZ. Thanks a lot. I'm working through these now, so hopefully in about 5 minutes I'll have it all looking nice and clean, and I'll close the net and then download it. So thank you to everyone with the help on the net logger. KO4VNZ clear.